Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Santiago Rosario. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosario scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Brian drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alvis out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Landis moves to second. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Gonzalez steals second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosario scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Donohue covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosario strikes out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull throws the ball into Green, who tags Brown, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis takes first base on ball 4. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosario strikes out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Sheinblum pinch runs for Joe Askew. Billy Moran pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sheinblum moves to second. Jack Aker now pitching. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Billy Moran. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Sheinblum scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Duke Sims pinch hits for Chico Salmon. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Fred Whitfield now playing first base. Duke Sims now catching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser now playing second base. Pedro Gonzalez now playing right field. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cozzi hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Lee Stang. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.